Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping families grow through the adoption process is very important to us. Our offices are located in Lansing, Jenison, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you so much for listening in today. We do hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. I am super excited about today's show. This is part two of our summer series 2017, and this is a story of how three separate adoption journeys of three families have intersected and what that looks like in the post-adoption arena. Last week, we heard from three moms who shared their view of the adoption and their children joining their families. And this week, I'm very excited that we are hearing from their daughters. And I would like to welcome to today's show, Emily and Holly. Ladies, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thank you so much for being today on today's show. We're missing Kate. We're not quite sure. We suspect that she's having some connection issues where she's at, and you know, we'll hope that we hear from her and we'll include her in on this show at some point if she makes it. But I do appreciate both of you being with us, and you both, I believe, are 16 years old. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Awesome. Okay. So, and it's summer break off school, which is a perfect time for you guys to come and chat with us on Adoption Focus podcast about your families and your stories and your relationships. So let's just jump right in here and get started. If you could share with me and our listeners about how the three of you, two of you today, but we're going to include Kate, became friends.
Honestly, our parents went on this adoption trip not knowing each other, and they had met through this adopting, and they figured, let's keep in contact. So we were introduced through our families.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever remember a time, I mean, I don't believe there was ever a time that you didn't know each other, because you girls were, how old were you when you joined your families?
We were, I believe, just under a year, roughly.
Okay. So you've basically grown up together, right?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay. So, Emily, would you describe or tell us what you're about your friendship with Kate and Holly? What does that look like? What kind of friendship is this?
Well, our friendship, I believe, mostly revolves around our bond of all being adopted, which is something really great to have, because we all have this one thing in common that not a lot of our friends say they can have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Holly, what about you? What do you feel about this friendship? How would you describe your friendship to someone else who doesn't know you guys?
I always describe our friendship as almost like being sisters, because we've grown up with each other through our whole lives, and we were in the same orphanage before we could remember. So we have that closer bond than most people can understand.
Mm-hmm. That's really special to hear. One of your moms said that last week too, that they felt like their relationship was like sisters too. So that's really nice to hear you say that as well. What has it been like for you guys growing up as an adopted member of your family? I'm going to give each of you an opportunity to answer that, but what has this adoption experience been like from your point of view? Let's start with Emily. How about that?
I think the adoption, at least in our light, is pretty positive, with not very little negatives in it, because we may seem different physically, but our bonds with our family, we don't even notice the differences. So our experiences with them are just normal families. We don't really see anything different with it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. That's a really good point. I guess that a lot of people might think it's different or may have said to you, is it different, or just that's the image. Holly, what about you? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, some families like to point the adoption out more than others. Our families raised us as telling us that we have been adopted, but they don't emphasize on it. My life, honestly, I don't think every day, oh, I'm adopted. I sometimes even forget that I'm adopted. Most of my friends forget that I'm adopted. So it's just, it's a normal life. It's not bad. It's all good. And it's nice because we have support from other families that have gone through the same thing.
It sounds like you have a lot of other families that you guys are connected with and bonded to. So that support is definitely a part of it, I can tell. And I think that, Holly, what you're saying is important for us maybe to take a second to recognize for our listeners, is that you're talking about how you don't walk in and out of every day saying, I am adopted, because that's not who you are. That is, that's something that occurred in your life when you were an infant, that you were adopted, but it certainly doesn't define who you are as a person. So mm-hmm. That's what I hear you saying to me. That's a really good message. For either of you, maybe Emily, what do you think is one of the best or most memorable things that your parents ever did or said to you about adoption?
Well, this is pretty recent, but one of the most memorable things my mom in particular said to me is, well, I'm super glad you don't have my genetics, because otherwise you wouldn't be musical with all this talent. That was super memorable.
Wow. What sort of music are you involved with?
Just playing instruments such as, like, piano, the clarinet, and all those things.
Nice. Classical.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. So that is something that's unique to who you are. Holly, what about you? Anything that you recall that your parents said or did regarding adoption that was real memorable?
I mean, the only thing that I can really think of is just them explaining my story to me and being able to let me know my past and what they went through to get me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
When do you remember that story, or remember the circumstances, how old you may have been when they were talking to you about that for the first time?
I believe that they started telling me at a very young age, but I don't think that I never really got very interested or comprehended exactly everything until probably 10 years of age.
But right.
They definitely informed me throughout my whole life just to let me know.
And what's your takeaway from that? How did you feel in having them discuss that with you and being open with you about it?
I didn't feel different. I didn't feel excluded. They brought it up to me very calmly, and like it was just part of my life, but there's nothing to get ashamed about it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So do you guys get a lot of questions from classmates or friends that ask you, or do your, probably the people you're closest to know, but do you hear people that ask you about your adoption, or were you adopted, or your family?
I think a common question I've at least always been asked is, have you ever met your parents? Which I've always answered no, of course. And the follow-up question always is, would you ever want to meet them? Which is definitely a huge question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the parents.
What are your thoughts on that? First of all, what are your thoughts about being asked that? How does that feel for you?
I mean, I don't think about it too much, because I just mm-hmm. think of it as just a question, nothing else. But I honestly would love to just meet him for maybe a minute. Nothing major. I wouldn't change anything new. It'd be neat to meet them in mm-hmm. person. See the people who gave me life, maybe have given me up to give me a better life, or under circumstances just couldn't take care of me. It would just be nice to meet them in person for maybe a minute.
Do you have a sense of curiosity about them?
Just a tiny bit, but I don't overthink this every day. Just mm-hmm. every once in a while.
If there were one or two things that you would want to know from them, what would that be?
Just wondered how I would ask them, how would my life be if you guys were there?
I'm sure that's a common question. Holly, do you ever have any times where those thoughts creep into your mind?
Yeah, I mean, most of my friends will ask the same question. Have you ever wanted to meet your parents? Or if you could go over there, would you? And my response to that is always, I mean, it'd be nice to meet them, understand what I get from them, but I can't live without it if I don't ever go over there.
Mm-hmm. And this is your home, right? Your home here with your parents. So
right.
It's completely normal and appropriate to have curiosity and questions and thoughts and maybe one day to have those answers. But what I hear from both of you, Emily and Holly, is that your families are here and your parents are here. Your biological parents are not here, and you guys have that curiosity that hopefully one day you'll get more information on. But, you know, this is a theme that we hear, and I know that a lot of people have questions about this, so I'm glad that we're talking about it. Are there any other common questions that you hear, what other people are curious about? That's okay. If you can't think of anything else, that's okay. Maybe I caught you off guard with that one. What would you say has been the coolest part of being adopted?
Definitely the genetics portion of not sharing them.
Right?
With your parents, yeah.
So you think that's the cool part of it? You see that
yeah,
as a positive rather
cool.
than a negative?
Yeah, because, I mean, you might inherit something that they don't, or the opposite. It just is neat how different everyone is in the family, and it's not just you have the same traits and you have the same traits. It's not all boring. It can be very different. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. So last week, your moms were talking on our podcast about how connected your families have become and have been for all these years, and there's a plan that will always be that way. And I'm wondering about the two of you. It sounds like you guys see each other and get together a lot throughout the year. Is that right?
We do.
So do you guys talk or text message, or what do you do in between these get-together times? How do you stay connected with each other?
I mean, sometimes we'll just talk on the phone. We get together often throughout these get-togethers, but sometimes if they're not with all the big families, we'll just plan a day on the weekend to go visit each other in between the houses or go at a certain point, like blueberry picking or going to the zoo, maybe just a shopping day.
I was going to ask you what you guys do for fun, but you did a really good job with that, Holly. Thank you. Tell me a little bit about Gotcha Day. Your moms were telling us that's something that you celebrate. How do you guys celebrate? What does that look like for you guys?
To me,
That's okay.
You
Holly, why don't
ahead.
You go, and then we'll let Emily take a turn.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just see it as pretty much like a second birthday It doesn't, the day doesn't come to me in sorrow or reminding me, oh, I'm adopted, I don't know my birth parents, but I'm just, it's more of a nice, happy second birthday. It doesn't bring out too much tension of our adoption, but it does just give us a little reminder and gives us the time to be thankful for each other.
Very nice. Emily, I think you were going to answer too. What about Gotcha Day?
Essentially, it's the same thing as what Holly's saying. It's a second birthday. We don't treat it as a negative holiday at all. We actually just celebrate it with gifts. And that's pretty much it.
Does it feel like a birthday party?
Definitely.
Cool. Like, so there's cake. Awesome.
Cake.
So this is a really special bond that you guys share, and I'm sorry that we didn't get to hear from Kate this week, but well, you know, next week hopefully we'll be able to include her in our last show. But it's obvious to me in listening to your moms last week and then in listening to both you, Emily, and Holly today, that this is a really special, unique bond that you guys share. And while adoption is not unheard of, adoption happens, but this story that your families have of being connected, your parents from the beginning and traveling together and bringing you girls home and then this relationship you have, I love this story, and I love hearing how you guys have this relationship. What has this meant to you, to each of you, to be able to have this set of very special circumstances and to have each other in this friendship? Emily, would you want to take a shot at that one?
I think definitely the support of each other is just a great part of being in this circle of families that I've adopted. It's just great for knowing that you're not alone, you're not just the only one. You have other people that you can look to for advice that are in your similar situation.
Mm-hmm. So your circle is pretty big, this circle of support and family and friendship. And one of your moms talked last week about the world opening up so much. We have all of these great new relationships and seeing things a little bit differently. Holly, did you want to add anything there about what these relationships mean to you?
I think it's good support. You know, we have siblings as well, and that has brought more families into our circle. And so if, you know, for the kids or the adults just need some support, need to talk, we've got them. And we've got them because we have the same thing in common, and it's just nice to know that you have such close people in your life that understand what you're going through and understand the conditions and all the blessings that you share with each other. It's just nice.
Very nicely said. And I think that maybe we have Kate connected. Kate, is that you? Are you with us?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you? This is Jennifer.
Hi.
Thank you so much for connecting in. You're not too late. We were approaching the end of the show, but I think you were having some problems with connectivity, weren't you?
A little.
That's okay. Emily and Holly are here with us, and they have managed without you, but you were greatly missed. So thank you for making it on. So, Kate, we've talked a little bit about how the three of you became friends and the adoption and Gotcha Day and a little bit of everything. But just to catch you up, I wanted to give you an opportunity to share with us your thoughts about some of the memorable things maybe that your parents ever did or said to you about your adoption that really stand out to you, if there's anything there that you'd like to share, or what it's been like for you growing up as an adopted member of your family.
I don't think there was very much of a difference of because I'm adopted. I mean, like, my parents decided to adopt us because, you know, they married when they got a little older, and I don't really mind that very much, and I think that, I don't know, like, I haven't seen much of a difference because I'm adopted, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you get asked a lot of questions from other people, classmates or friends, about the makeup of your family or about your personal adoption?
Not too much. I mean, like, in history class when we study, like, you know, Chinese and stuff like that, like, people look at me. But, like, nobody really, like, you know, asked me how I came to America and all that stuff, you know. Like, nobody asked me about my adoption, really. Like, it's more because mm-hmm. I'm Chinese.
Do you have any specific thoughts or feelings about that? So you're in history class and the topic of China comes up and everyone looks your way. What does that mean to you? How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't mind it so much because I'm obviously Asian, you know. Like, one time someone asked me if I was Asian, and it was so funny because another person said, "No, stupid, she's Chinese." And then it was just so funny because China's in Asia.
That one made you laugh, I bet.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts about, for you anyway, what's been the coolest part of being adopted?
I think it's really cool that I'm adopted because, like, not everybody can say, you know, that, like, their parents, like, you know, flew on a plane to go get them and, like, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. all that.
So this is a question for all of you, Emily, Kate, Holly. Have you guys heard the story from your parents together? I know that you guys have, you know, individually had conversations about adoption and your adoptions with your moms and dads, but I'm wondering about, like, what you guys get together several times a year, a lot more than that, actually. Has there ever been a time where it ended up in, like, in this big group conversation with all of your parents and you and re-talking about the events of their travel to bring you home?
I mean, I don't think they talk to us about us individually and about our stories, but it's more of a group and, like, how they'll bring up memories and be like, oh, remember this part of China and remember that of what we did.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a fun, memorable, memories that are brought up at these reunions, and just they laugh and they talk about, oh, how much they hated some things about, like, my mom can't stand eating Chinese food anymore because she was over there twice for about a week and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I know what you're saying with the laughter and the stories because that's what happened last week on our podcast with the three of them together. So I think I have a taste of what you girls might be sharing here with us. Anything else? Anybody want to add anything else? Because we are approaching the end of the show and I'm going to wrap things up, but I wanted to give each of you, Emily, Kate, and Holly, an opportunity to share any additional thoughts that you have that maybe we haven't covered yet. Nobody? Okay, who is this? Holly?
Yeah, I'd add that adoption is just, it's really nice and it's not all bad. It's not a negative kind of thing. Sometimes some people would just point out some things and emphasize on it, but it's nothing to be ashamed of, and it can bring families so much closer. It's just a nice gift to have. But, yeah, it's...
And it's not something, as you said, that you're embarrassed about, or not something different or unique or odd. Unique, yes, in a very positive way. But I think that that's an important message here, Holly. Thank you for saying that. And we've touched on that a little bit throughout today's show. And I'm just so thrilled that the three of you agreed to do this. And I'm looking forward to next week when we're going to have you three join us back with your moms. That will be a very exciting special show, six of you, and I'm super excited to hear from all of you together. And this is our summer series 2017, and we're talking about these separate adoption journeys of your three families and how those have intersected in such a beautiful way and the relationships that have now grown from that. So Emily, Kate, and Holly, a sincere thank you from me for this today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. If for you listeners that are looking to connect with Adoption Associates, you can reach us at 800-677-2367. You can also connect with us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We're also available on Twitter, Facebook. A big thank you, ladies, so much for today. And for now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Tune in next week, everyone. Bye-bye.